的集土经，我们求主使我们安然度过现世的黑暗。在中途时代呢，要传教最大的困难是要证明给他们看，这个有肉身的耶稣基督是弥赛亚，是救世主。但是当时的异端就是否认耶稣是弥赛亚，因为他是肉身，他天主不可能在肉身里面，这个就是亚略异端。所以都经过几个世纪呢，神学上的挣扎，最后大公无意思讲得清清楚楚。今天我们人类面对的假基督呢，就是这个科技，就是这个权力，所有人呢沉迷在这个权力里面，沉迷金钱里面。我们今天所追求的最重点的就是你的所谓你的救世主。所以今天我们比昨天更难处理。那个英国一位科学家呢，后来他现在他有那个一个脑瘫换了个病，咩那个阿金啊，霍金，他说人类将灭亡在这个科技里面。即是人哋今天以为科技就可以解决一切问题，结果人类呢因为科技呢冇咗脑啊，你唔使用脑啊，读两读就答案啊，你唔思考啊，所以个将来人类呢真係好恐怖。撒旦呢係将人个中心喺天主嗰度呢，俾人自我，就算科技自己制造啊，系佢系最崇尚啦，冇咗天主。呢一点咧，我哋真系要祈祷，希望我哋嘅心灵唔好因为呢啲科技啊，或者金钱嗰种魅力啊，或者权力嘅魅力咧，扰乱我哋对天主嘅敬畏。喺呢、这个晚餐厅祈祷的经文里面呢，圣母很多次都对高比神父讲过这个同一个讯息，我们今天就陷落这个陷阱里面，无天主的陷阱里面。我们不觉得，因为我们仍然都是入圣堂啊祈祷啊，但可能我们的思维里面呢已经受到出面世界的影响啊。而家嗰啲理论啊，完全冇道德观念噶嘛。由最30年前、40年前离婚合法化，当时已经有人预言，一离婚合法化咧，生命系受到冲击嘅。结果跟住就通过咗呢个堕胎嘅法案啦，而跟住。更加不合理的事就是说男同男女同你都可以结为夫妇，这个异性的一个宣扬，人类就陷入陷阱。今天我人类就是一个自由主义，尊重绝对没了神，我就是最终的 决定，我自己判官，人类行到这一点。所以这个是很恐怖的，将来我们为此都要代祷。 So today the collect is asking that we can pass through the darkness of today. In the past, in the first century, they try to understand the person of JesusBecause he is a body. Many people doesn't believe that he is Messiah. God doesn't live in a body. But if only for 4 centuries, then if the council, ecumenical council to decide God's man, Jesus, God and man. So it takes so long. But today, our Antichrist is not a person, but technology. It's something we think ourselves, we can control many things. We don't need God. Even morality gone away. Some 40 years ago, when they passed the law of divorce, then already foresee a future disaster. So true. After certain years, the law passed for abortion. And today, so many countries agree to have same-sex marriage. It's all these things centered on a man, not on God. So today, we need to have the light to follow the will of God. It's not like the first century, they have to convince the people Jesus is God, because through his suffering, his body, that we can be saved. But today, many people believe, they say they believe in God, but they say the self is centered. Today the religion is self-centered religion, no God at all. So we have to pray hard. First of all, we keep this God in us and pray for our society. And it's foreseen in the future will be disaster, because they thought technology can solve many things. So people doesn't use their mind, their brain. Technology just pull the button. And that's worse for human future.